come here and stand in this pulpit. I know that you all like to hear from your pastor. He's a great man of God, a great preacher, internationally renowned, and we always enjoy to hear his sermons. I feel humbled that I am standing in this pulpit where he has been ministering from God's word. I praise God, but I thank God for his privileges and the opportunities that God is giving to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just came for a vacation to, we plan to come to Delhi because my children have not seen any part of Delhi or historically any India. So we planned like that, but then Lucknow brought a strong attraction to me. I thought, let me also go via Lucknow and see the church and see the dear believers. So I praise God for Pastor Madai, with whom I have shared a close relationship for many years. I think it is over 23 years now. Even though I don't look that old, but it's been a long time. We have been together. It's my privilege to bring my family here this time. My kids have never visited Lucknow. Last couple of days, we were like burning up in the heat and everything, but thank God that he has kept us alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. For a few moments, I want to greet you all. By God's grace, I am in a place called Atlanta in the United States and serving the Lord. I am a bivocational pastor and I'm a chaplain and I'm a counselor, and I praise God for the different opportunities that God gives us to bless other people. This morning it's my desire to bless you all through the word of God. We already, a part of my sermon has already been spoken or sung in our worship songs that Sammy was leading this morning, but I want to take this to a next step forward, and I believe that this is the word of the Lord for you. So if you have your Bibles with you, could you please open with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 16, John chapter 16, and verse number 33. I will just read the last part of this verse number 33. Before Jesus left the earthly abode, he mentioned to his disciples that, you know, there is something that you should expect in this world. In this world, you will have tribulations. You will have problems. You will have trouble. Don't think it's going to be an easy path. The people who have crucified me, they are still here, and you are not going to have an easy life. But then he told something very extraordinary, as it's, we read below. But you should do one thing. You know, when you are having tribulation in your life, you should not be sad, you should not be complaining, you should not be moaning or crying. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. Actually, Jesus was repeating what he had already said in his Beatitudes. If you go back to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, and a couple of verses we read there, where Jesus started with his Beatitudes, and in verse number 11 and 12, he said that, blessed are you when you are reviled and persecuted